I wonder how many times Steve Thompson has seen the Beach Boys in concert from WCCO Radio, formerly of KWSN. Have you seen the Beach Boys in Sioux Falls before, Steve?
I have not.
Whoa, come on down tonight. I'll get you into the show.
I don't know if I can make it. 4 hours with the traffic up here? I'm not so sure.
But you've been to the Sioux Empire Fair many, many times when you lived here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Speaking of a fair, how about the Vikings training camp? Getting news out today that Teddy Bridgewater is going to get some first-team reps with their game on Friday night. You got Jamarcus Sanford that may be done. Is it T.C. Leonard, the tight end?
A.C. Leonard?
A.C. Leonard is gone. We're starting to see a couple of names that may not be part of the Vikings squad.
Yeah, the Bridgewater thing is a little curious because they have a veteran quarterback in Matt Castle that I still expect to be the opening day starter. But everything you're hearing about Bridgewater, I think that offensive coordinator Norv Turner's pretty excited. There's a lot of buzz about the kid. But let's see what happens in the game against the Raiders and as the preseason progresses. It's one thing doing it in practice. It's another thing doing it in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just wonder if, they're putting too much on his plate. Now, with that said, he may be the best quarterback, and if he actually legitimately goes out and earns a job in training camp, as I told you guys before, I don't have a problem with that. But my worry is that there was a quarterback not that long ago that was picked in the first round who was anointed the starter and didn't really earn the job, and his name is Christian Ponder, and that didn't go very well. If it's a legitimate competition and he is the best quarterback in camp, then I'm fine with an opening day start. But if he's not, and they're just putting him out there and they're letting him learn on the job, I don't think that's a good idea.
Tubbs and I were in Mankato Thursday and Friday last week, and the thought is that, Castle's going to be the guy, but he wasn't very consistent last year either. At times, he was absolutely awful with the Vikings.
Yeah, and I think that may have been a symptom of the team as a whole. That's the thing about quarterback. I think when the team's playing well, they maybe get too much credit, and when the team as a whole is playing poorly, they get too much of the blame. And I think that may be true with quarterbacks in the NFL more than any other position in sports, that they get too much credit and they get too much blame. I think one of the reasons Tom Brady has been so good over the years is that he's been surrounded by pretty good football players and has been supported by a pretty darn good coaching staff and head coach in Bill Belichick. Not to take anything away from Brady, but he's been part of a good program. And I think you can say in general, Peyton Manning's career, you look at the elite quarterbacks. Matt Castle has had his ups and downs in his career. In Kansas City, it was a real mixed bag. I think in a Viking uniform a year ago, you saw Matt Castle's an average NFL quarterback. Sometimes he's going to be very good, sometimes he's not. Can Bridgewater be that, guy that's more consistent and helps this team win on a more regular basis? I just don't want people to get too excited about what they've heard so far in camp and what maybe they're getting in dribs and drabs out of there. I just think there's a long way to go before this guy is the starter and he's the man in purple.
Because Christian Ponder didn't work out, I'm wondering if maybe the bar is set a little bit lower for Teddy Bridgewater because of all the struggles that Ponder had. Even adequate play from Teddy Bridgewater would be above and beyond what they got from their last first-round pick that was quarterback.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that you have a whole new regime, that you've got a new coordinator, Norv Turner, who's been around the block. You've got a new head coach, Mike Zimmer, who's paid his dues to get his first head coaching job. But the guy's still calling the shots ultimately, and their boss is general manager Rick Spielman. And I'm still convinced Spielman was the man behind we spent a 12th overall pick on Ponder. I want to play him. And he didn't earn the job. I mean, he was anointed the starter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hope ultimately it's Norv Turner's decision and ultimately Mike Zimmer's decision and not Rick Spielman's decision on who the guy is. In this instance, I trust Turner's judgment as a coordinator on who the guy should be, and hopefully it works out that way. Hopefully it doesn't come from somewhere else in the organization.
Steve, you've been to TCF Bank Stadium a lot with your work up there. A lot of us in Sioux Falls, a lot of Vikings fans going to Vikings games this year to TCF. Tell us your recommendation. How should we park? Where should we go? What's the easiest way in and out? Because it's going to be a lot different than being at the Metrodome.
Here's what I would do. If you plan on parking anywhere on the University of Minnesota campus, plan on being there for hours after the game to get out. In and out of the U for a hockey game or a basketball game is tough.
It's terrible.
Let alone a football game. And the Gophers don't draw very well for football, so they rarely sell that building out. It's a problem. What I would recommend is park downtown, maybe in your usual spot, take the train over to the U or catch a cab. Or if the weather is good, walk or ride a bike.
What?
I just don't think you want any park. I know.
Well, there's plenty of bike lanes in Minneapolis.
Yeah, I think, Steve, that'd be a nice business for you. You could have your own cab service on Sunday morning. Steve's Cab over to the Vikings.
My recommendation is, though, if you went to a Viking game at the Dome, park somewhere downtown and catch a train over to the U. That's what I would do.
Okay.
Parking on campus, just a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Unless you want to get there early, get in early and park, and then for a noon game, you're not in a hurry to get on the road and get back to the Sioux Falls area, anywhere in South Dakota, you know, because you're going to be on campus a while. It's going to be tough to get out of there for Viking games.
Good stuff, Steve, to
have fans either go to the game on Friday against Oakland or a week from Saturday against Arizona to go through a dry run. Because I've worked with U of M when I was up there. So, I mean, I understand exactly what you're saying, how logistically it's going to be a big headache. Check it out. Try it. Find an alternative way. And I think there might even be shuttles over at the state fairgrounds or something. So there are other ways that will be more efficient than getting out of the U of M campus.
Alrighty.
But especially for people coming out of town who've been to Viking games or Twins games at the Dome years ago and are comfortable with parking, then you can get on that train and head over to campus. And like I say, getting on a train won't be a bargain, but Metro Transit's going to be putting more trains on for these games because they realize logistically. That's what I would do.
Sure.
I mean, even if I lived in town, I would park downtown in my normal spot near Radio and catch a train over. The train's, you know, what, a couple of blocks away from CCO Radio.
Yep.
That's what I would do.
By the way, Steve has a gold-covered sign for his parking spot right down there in downtown Minneapolis. Can you go from the Mall of America, take the train to the TCF Bank Stadium?
Yeah, you can, but...
Because I know some folks do that, too.
Yeah, and I think that's a good idea if you're staying out that way. You know, if people come to town and make a weekend out of it, especially for Sunday games, I know there's a lot of folks, and I've, you know, got family, my wife's family in South Dakota, when they've come up to a game, you know, they'll stay at a hotel, maybe out at the mall, and, you know, check that out for a while and then come into the game and then head home. That's not a bad option. But trying to park over at the U or near the stadium is really going to be a challenge. I wouldn't recommend it.
Hey, Steve, thanks for the time, pal. Nice to hear from you. We'll talk again real soon.
Yep, anytime, guys.
There he goes, our good friend Steve Thompson.